Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is spice and not so nice.
And welcome to our special series. For our 1 year anniversary, we found a great show. It's just like Bravo knew that we wanted a little something special for you guys. So this is a special series that we're doing on Bravo's Love Hotel. Ooh.
It makes me, the way you just said that reminds me of Happy Feet.
Oh,
And
Happy
how,
Feet.
yeah,
I was thinking of
Robin
the
Williams, he was the penguin. He's like, love.
I
Can you picture him?
know what
Can you
you're
picture him?
talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that movie.
Oh my gosh. Well, what a great concept. I can't believe they haven't done this before because it's true, not all of the housewives are wives or even girlfriends. And they become fan favorites. We love them. We see them in their dating lives. But what an entertaining show. I have to say, even though this was my idea to do it, I'm not huge on dating shows. Actually, I don't really watch The
Yeah, like The Bachelor and
Bachelor,
stuff. Yeah, because I feel like
Bachelorette.
they're all fucking rigged. Like they're just looking for their 15 minutes of spotlight.
Well,
And I
you
think that
definitely
they're
have your
not
15
there.
minutes.
They're not
They're
there
20
for
minutes.
real. But these, they're not there for real love. I just feel they're, trying to get their stuff,
Put out
noticed.
there,
Yeah,
yes.
where these guys, they already know who they are. What at first I thought wasn't sure. I was like, oh, like obviously whoever's dating them has seen the show and knows. But it seems that they
They don't know
don't,
because
which is even
really,
scarier to the poor fucking guys.
also not so nice when you think about it. What like single man is watching the Real Housewives series?
Yeah.
Especially the older ones.
The
Like,
older men? No. So they really have no idea
And I believe
what.
that. I don't
Me
think at
too.
that stage they really don't know.
I agree. Which like
Yeah, I agree on that. I saw that. I noticed that too.
this concept is awesome.
It's awesome for TV. I feel it's not so awesome for the poor
For the poor
guys
men, they don't know
because I feel they have no fucking clue what's about to slam them. And
and we've seen
like,
that in the first three episodes.
yeah,
There's
and
been some
Shannon was
jaw.
starting to unravel on show two when the other
So
guy,
we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to
so
that for sure. Before we do, I do want to just get your opinions on, like, first things first, like, we're setting the stage. I want to get your opinions on the host of the show, this new series, and the filming location.
The host, I'm not, and I'm
I'm
not
not
a
a fan
fan.
of the
I'm not a
host. I
fan.
agree.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm not a
there's
fan.
just something about him. He's just not the right type of person to kind of reel them in and really, I don't know. He just, he does, he
He's
doesn't
not
seem
strong
like,
enough.
he
His
doesn't seem
character
to
isn't
fit
strong enough.
in with who they are and I don't know, just
You can
something
tell
about
the
him.
thing that's nice about the other series. Andy has such great rapport with
Andrew
all the
Duvall.
women,
Yes.
and he's very fun to watch and to listen, but he's very good at keeping them in line,
Yeah,
keeping them
shutting
in
them down.
control. Even there's been some funny ones where, like, remember that one reunion? It was Jersey, and Teresa and her brother were just fucking fighting, and he was like, stop, stop. Like, he can even get to that point and then compose himself. I mean, the role of the host is just to kind of keep things along, set up the dates, set up the activities, whatever it is. But I have to agree with what both of you said. It's just you need someone who's it keeping them in line at the same time,
And the
and
band, he's got some kind of banter, and that's what he doesn't. He seems
yes.
to be telling them what to do, but there's no back and forth really. Like you can see that they want, they just keep saying, oh, come on. And and he doesn't, he can't control them. He can't.
You know what I would like, actually, if they got a host or they got him to like go in and plant little seeds and be like, Luann, I heard that so and so is talking to the guy you like or something like that. It would be funny if
create drama.
he created some drama or something like that. That actually would be a good
Yeah, actually,
concept.
that's really good. But yeah, he kind of falls flat.
Yeah. Okay, and what do you think of the Grand Velas Hotel in Los Cabos?
Well, I've never been to Mexico, but it looks pretty nice to me. Like, it looks pretty. I wouldn't mind fucking staying there. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, I agreed. It looks like a nice place, nice setting, and they got a lot of like offshoots where they can spend time together, you know, where they had like little fiestas, they had like pool time, they had like in their rooms, the restaurants. So yeah, it's good.
You know what I like about it too is that it seems like they must have like just booked up an entire section just for the cast. There's no one else doing any sort of distractions or, you know, coming by. You don't really see the servers and stuff like that. So really, and I imagine for them too, like they're fully in it. Like you can only interact with the gentleman and with the other housewives there. It's kind of a cool concept because it's tricky to be able to do that, but then it's a big enough filming location that it's still interesting for them. They can go to the gym, they can go for breakfast, they can do their yoga and stuff like that. It's not like it's like an Airbnb where it's like, this is your space, you
That's
only
it.
have this, that's it. It's a little bit more entertaining for them and obviously beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
On a side note, I really hope people are watching because I didn't have too much faith in it. When I talked to Not So Nice, I kind of watched the first part of the first episode. I'm like, fuck, this is bullshit. I'm not gonna like it. And then by the time I ended the first episode and then started on the next one, I was hooked. So, and then I went and I Googled it, and it only has eight episodes, which is kind of unfortunate because I thought, and I know there's got to be, it's like a finite period of time because it's kind of a special thing, but I liked it, and I'd like to see more of this.
Totally.
So if you're listening out there, Bravo, we want to see more.
For sure. Bring the same ladies back, bring new ladies back. Break up some more marriages so we get more ladies for the show. All right. Well, moving on to the men. All right. First one I have here, whale.
Wale.
Wale.
Wale. Wale. I know, because at first I thought, what's his name? Wade? What is it? Wall? Wheel? And then I made a mental note of that. Wale. Yeah.
All right.
What do you think about him?
Yeah, what do you guys think about him?
Can I see?
Here's a picture of him.
He's the one who I feel like he's a little too
He's a
much.
clinger.
He's a clinger.
He's
I
a
don't like
clinger.
fucking Klingons.
You know
I
what? I
fucking
have to
hate
say,
Klingons. Sometimes
there's
that
a
happens to
lot of
me.
these guys who I think are like
Clingers. Not, and it
clingers.
doesn't happen only, like, it doesn't happen to me with guys. Let's just clarify that. But even with people in general, like, I've met some, people in at different times. And they seem so really nice, and the next thing you feel like you got a
Yeah.
clinger on. It's like,
Red alert.
no,
Red
okay,
alert.
this is too much. Gotta go.
Yeah.
It's not gonna
Yeah.
work. I don't like clingers. So I feel like he's too much of a clinger, where he's, A, he signed up for a show that it's multiple people dating
Multiple
one
women.
person at the
Yeah.
same time. And so you can't fucking do that and then start being possessive and jealous and irritated and because right there it's like
You
red
signed
flag,
up
get
for
the
it.
fuck out, you're gone. Like, I mean, that's just, like, obviously that's going to be an issue, right? So yeah, so that's what I think of him. Too much of a clinger.
I have to say, I found that about a lot of the men.
Did you? Well, there's a
They
couple,
were,
but then
yeah.
there's a couple who are like, she ain't coming back, fucker. Let's go look for others, right? So I like
Yeah,
that too. It's
true,
like, yeah,
true.
buddy, good eye. Keep
How
it moving.
about Earl the Pearl?
I think Earl is a nice, seems like a really nice guy, and I would really feel,
Really?
well, he seems like a nice guy. No?
After watching the last episode,
The third
I've, oh
episode.
yeah, no.
When he
No,
got
no, no,
upset
no, no,
about
no.
the
No,
vegetables?
well, yeah, he's ups yeah, he's ups you know what? Shannon
But don't you
aside,
think Shannon
oh,
was a
absolutely.
bit,
No, okay.
but her
Let's
aside,
just focus
I'm
on him
focusing
for now. On him.
First, I thought, oh, you know what a sad story. His wife passed away, and then he's got this. I think it was a motorcycle he kept for his stepson, and then he still got it in his garage. And I thought, okay, that's really pulling
Yeah,
at my
very nice.
heartstrings. But then at dinner, He just kind of turned on me like on a little like a knife, like a ree, ree, ree,
I
ree.
felt that
You
too.
felt that too? Yeah,
Yeah.
no,
At the
I
dinner with the vegetables.
oh yeah, with the vegetables. And then there was another, it wasn't only vegetables. She said something else to him and it just fucking set him off. And I'm like, calm down, dude. Like really,
Yeah.
just like, you know, like at least, you know, like. And then I think he's also insecure because a lot of the men there have a lot of money.
Yes.
And he
Do they?
maybe,
Oh, yeah.
well,
Oh,
oh
yeah.
yeah,
Oh,
they
do
do.
they?
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
And they're successful. And
Huh.
maybe he's, I don't want to say he's not successful, but he's not at the same level financially. And maybe that's
As
working
some
on
of
him.
them.
But you know what? You got to be secure in your
Yeah.
person. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
fair.
I am who I
Absolutely.
am.
Yeah.
This is me, take it or leave
Yeah.
it. Fuck off everybody else.
Yeah.
And I'm good, right? But I don't think he has that. So that's just my opinion.
You know what? I think all the ladies just totally like ding 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 their like heart eyes when they heard his story about the wife passing. And that's typically what you see with like the older dating pool, because if you have a guy, like there's so many red flags. If you get to that age and you've never been married, that's a red flag. If you get to that age and you've had a bunch of divorces, red flag, right? But then, okay, you hear this story, it's so sad. It pulls at your heartstrings. Like, oh my gosh, this poor man, his wife passed away, da 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 da. So I think he got a lot of bonus points because of that story, which he should. I mean, of course. And then that third episode at that dinner, I'm like, what the heck? And I think Luann, is the one who captured it perfectly. He's just not as worldly as Shannon, right? He doesn't live the same life as her. And then he's got to sit at the table and be like, I don't eat my vegetables, da 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 da. Like, it's kind of like, what are you doing, man? Like,
Or you know what? Or just you don't even have to say that.
don't
Just you know
even
what?
say it.
You just yeah,
Yeah.
don't eat them. That's it.
Yeah.
That's fine. You don't have to eat the food. Nobody's forcing you to eat the fucking
Yeah.
vegetables. Leave the vegetables alone, for fuck's sakes.
If he
That's just
said
kind of how I
nothing,
felt.
no one would.
No one would have noticed, but he made a point of saying that.
Right. All right. How about Mark, the white fox?
He's the one who said they're not coming back, isn't he? The one who said they're not coming back when Luann left to the other guy.
Well, she called them. I think it was Jesus Christ and Captain of the Sea, like kind of him and then Jerry. They kind of got mixed up for me. But then for me, I just kept laughing because Giselle kept po pointing out the fact that they're short. And yeah, like I mean, sure. I guess Luann felt that he was a player. That's kind of what she felt, right? But I didn't. I don't see like him physically as being a player because I just think about myself and I'm probably closer to the I'm about the same age as the women that are in most of that show. And for me, that's not my kind of guy. Like if I saw that kind of guy, I'd be like, yeah, no, Papa Santa Claus. Like even though you do your yoga and everything else, yeah, no, you're not doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So you're saying he's like a little
He's like a 61-year-old gnome.
See, he
Well,
looks
because
way
Papa
older than
Santa Claus, he doesn't look
61.
like.
I know, doesn't
He
he?
looks older than 61. Like, come on, man.
Well, yeah, I know, it's the tan that he's got, because it makes
And
you look more like.
then like he if he had maybe had the short white hair, but he's got it kind of like I don't know, wavy and I don't know. It's
Yeah.
not my look. Maybe some people are into that. I don't know.
Yeah.
How about Philip?
Something weird about him.
Well,
Something weird about him.
I think
I thought
so.
he wasn't
He,
straight. And
yeah,
he
that's what
felt.
I feel too. Like, not that that's the
No,
weird about him.
the
Just something weird about him, how he talks, how he. And I get it that Giselle thinks that's the kind of man that talks my life, my way, the Gucci shoes and this and that, right?
Well, I think he
And
must have quite a bit of money.
yeah, I guess
Well,
he
he's got a
does.
house manager. And
Yeah.
that's what she
And
pointed
she
out.
likes that.
And you
Yeah.
know what? That
These
maybe
guys are all fucking gold diggers.
I, but
Let's
that's
just.
but you know what? Maybe that's kind of attractive to know. And I'm not saying because he's got a house manager, the fact that he's established and well on his way. Okay. You know what? He's not eating out of a like, I don't know, a garbage bin or something. You know, like he's okay. And I can see that being attractive. But at the same time, you gotta kind of look at the person.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know.
It's just not, yeah.
His personality does nothing for me. It
He's
actually
like
turns
nothing.
me
Yeah,
off.
he's like a piece of lettuce.
Yes.
Yeah, like nothing there.
Yeah.
So I thought it was quite funny when they found out about the wealth, and it was like, "Ooh, okay,
Now you're
all
talking my
right,
language, baby.
all right, Philip." And I don't know, he just kind of does nothing for me. Kind of just sits there. I think he's probably used to it because if he
Probably.
has that much money. But then it also makes me think, the fuck are you doing on this show, buddy?
And like I said, not that
Right,
there's anything
exactly.
wrong with that. Exactly.
Anywhere.
I honestly didn't think he was
Yeah.
straight. Like
No, I
that
don't
just
think he is either. I
and
think, you know.
I that's maybe he is obviously because he's on the
Yeah.
show, but I didn't think he was like because he just doesn't he looks disinterested in women. That's kind of what I picked up. So sorry about that, Phil, but that's kind of what I thought.
What are your thoughts on Jay?
Which one's Jay?
Jay, this is
I
his
like Jay.
picture.
Seems like a nice guy.
To me,
But I
he
have.
seems like a friend. That's kind of the friend vibes he's giving me. I know he's very interested in Giselle, but I could see why Giselle is kind of like she wants to keep him around, but not really, because she sees him kind of like a friend. I don't know.
I think he's actually like a pretty good one, but like here's the thing, they brought in so many like just regular people that these women, it's like they want more. They've been a part of the like reality TV world for so long that it's like even when you bring in like a nice guy, like probably would be like a good match for someone.
But Jay can't be with Giselle because Giselle was with Jay's
No, that's the
cousin
other
or
guy.
something. Huh?
That's the other guy. The guy with the glasses. I can't remember his name on the second episode.
Isn't that Jay?
I
He's
think
got
it's not Jay.
glasses. No,
I think it's
it's
Jay.
oh, a different
it
guy
was a
with
different guy.
glasses.
What was his name?
It's kind of tricky because you're meeting all these men for the very first time, and then some of them leave very quickly, some of them look the same.
But I have to say, who would want to go on a show where you know they're just looking at the value you come with? Which
I
guy
don't
who's got
really think that they did. I don't think a lot of them watched the show.
No, they
I
didn't,
really
but they
understand.
know that they were required to answer like their status. So, okay, you're very well off. So yeah, would you like to join this show? It's
Or could
about
you do
this,
any
right?
sort of
Do you know what
dating?
I
Like,
mean?
even when there's like,
But the ladies are all like with their tongues hanging out looking for the bucks, right? Because let's get real. That's what
yeah,
most
but
of them
let's
are
phrase
there
it.
looking.
And any like dating scenario where they set you up, like if you have a matchmaker, they look at everything because your income is important when you're looking for a partner, when you're already established and stuff like that, when you're older, because for women, there's a lot of women who they don't want a partner who makes less than them because then there's some like resentment there and stuff like that. There's like just a weird dynamic, even though I'm not saying that's right or anything like that, but that's the perception a lot of people have. And a lot of men too. Like there's a lot of men who wouldn't want to be the one who's making less. There's some men who want to be the provider, but then there's some men who they don't mind being taken care of.
Yeah, like Carolyn Stambers.
Oh,
He's so
yeah.
cute too.
And then he's cute.
He's
Do
so
you remember?
cute.
And then
He's
he
so good
started
looking.
trying to be the man of the house. It's like, sit
It
down.
doesn't work.
Sergio, sit down. How about Jerry?
Pass.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
I have to say, the one that stands out to me is
I
Ralph.
know. You know what? I was just gonna say that. I know. Because
Ralph is the catch
well, Ralph
of
is
that.
up next.
Yeah,
Oh, there you
Ralph is
go.
the catch
Yeah,
of that
totally.
whole
Because
group.
I'd be right into him
Yeah,
too. I'd
same.
be all over
Yeah,
him
yeah.
as
Well,
ma as
he's
married as
great
I am.
because he grew up in New York, then he moved to Tennessee. He is like, I don't know, he's cool. And then he's
He's just got something about him that just is natural, easy.
he has so much
He's
experience in life, right?
he just seems
Like
like a nice, well-rounded guy.
he does, like he's been around. And like for these women, like they do need someone. Like they can't have a homebody or someone who's not, you know, like they really do need someone worldly.
But to be honest, I gotta say from my gut, I don't see any of these ladies
Working out well with
with any
anybody.
of these guys.
What about
No,
Nicholas?
he irks me.
He's too young for
He's
them.
just like,
I mean, even though
hey
he's
dude,
45,
let's see, let's catch a surf. I don't
I
know.
can't see
That's
any of these women with like a crypto guy.
he's just strange and
yeah,
odd.
he's just different.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what to do with Ashley. Like, he can't even, like, he knows this other guy's pursuing him and or
Her.
pursuing her, and instead of like going for it, like if he want to, he's got nothing. He's got no game. He's got zero,
Yeah.
zero.
How about Ed? Edward.
That was the guy that was related to, that's Ed. That's the
He's the
one.
one who had the
Yeah,
history.
that's right, with
Yeah.
Giselle.
Awkward. They should have cross-referenced that kind of stuff
Yeah.
before casting. All right, couple more we've got. Adam doesn't have the look
No,
for any of these women.
no.
Another one who doesn't have the look,
Oh,
Craig.
Craig, poor Craig looks, he does, he looks like
Yeah.
Stephen King. He does. And he's just got, he's him with his tales of all of his travels in Antarctica. And you know, he still can't put, you can't impress anyone,
Yeah.
just move it along.
Ian.
Yeah, I didn't even see too much of him, so
No.
yeah, no.
Another one of the rejects. Jason.
Jason. Well, she picked him, right?
Yeah.
Maybe because he's young. I don't know. But the interesting thing was with Jason, and then she's like, I have to remember their names. The other young guy that was interested in Ashley, the one that Wale,
Wale.
he didn't want anything to do with him. And like that to me is like that's another red flag. It's not
Holy.
like you know you're
Like, you know you're on a show,
yeah.
bond with some of these guys, you idiot.
Yeah.
Because maybe the brotherhood is gonna stick together in case these, like, none of this works out. Like, you might have,
A friend,
a
right?
friend in out of
Yeah, and
this.
you're not
That's
in
love.
actually a good point, not
Yeah.
so nice, because they could leverage this for their future, right? A lot of people do this on dating shows. They get in, they, get followers on social media, and then they leverage it for something else. You can leverage your connections, you can leverage, because you know what? The
It's just
odds are
stupid.
against you,
Yeah, it's
dude.
just stupid to
There's
like not
four
want to.
women, and there's how many men?
Yeah.
Like, what are the chances of you falling in love and riding away on a horse, like living happily ever after? Probably slim to nil. So yeah, pick your friends.
Yeah, I agree.
How about James?
Luann really liked him, and I,
Yeah.
yeah, she really did. And he kind of made me laugh. What was the phrase that he said that, that they're having fun or whatever it
Oh yeah,
was?
he's the one that when he lifted his arm, it was
Yeah.
all.
Yeah. When, I can't remember the phrase that he used, but she said it too, and they, whatever.
Yeah.
I think they, so far for them, they kind of seem to gel.
They click for sure. You know what? I think of all the women on the show, I like Luann's like demeanor on it the best. She's just here for a good time, right? And I love watching her like when she was on the show interacting with men, because she just like captivates them. These men just fall for her right away. And she's so great because she knows like she's done marriage before, she's done this. She just wants to have like a
A
good
good man.
connection,
Yeah.
a good time, and be like, this is my life. We can have fun and then see you later,
Yeah.
basically. And I really like her confidence and stuff like that. You really see it in this show. The guys are just kind of like falling for
They're
her.
enamored by
But
her,
she's
yeah.
always had that
Yeah.
confidence,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
Because of her being the countess. Like, please, you will
Good for
address me
her.
as the countess, right?
Really good for
So,
her.
you know what I
Yeah.
mean?
People should have that confidence. I love her. Shannon is.
Shannon's going to be unraveled.
Oof! Oh my gosh, I'm
Shannon
already
shouldn't be
crying.
on shows like this.
Like
She
Giselle
is
again
not
with her
just.
one-liners when she goes, "This is the love hotel, not the cry hotel." I laughed
I
again.
love
And
Giselle.
I thought excellent because she nailed it. She nailed it with Shannon.
Do you think Giselle is here for a relationship or a good time?
Ah, she's there for a good time.
I
For
think
a
so
good time.
too. Again, exposure. They're getting more exposure. They're getting paid to do something that's just, hey, why not? Why the fuck
It's a
would I
free
say no? It's a
vacation.
free vacation.
You hit the
Eat, drink, and be
jackpot.
merry. Have fun. Bang a couple guys if that's what you're wanting to do. Like, and c'est la
This is
vie. See you
literally a
later.
paid vacation. Like they do the housewives
Yeah.
normally, and that is work because they have to, figure out the interactions with the other ladies. They're stuck with these men. They're
Yeah.
here. This is they're in
Yeah.
control. this is a great, like, this is a great setup for them. Do you think Ashley is here for a good time or for a relationship? I kind of feel like she's open to a
You think
relationship.
so?
I
I think she's
only
open to a relationship, but I think she's like in fun mode. I
I
mean,
you know
get
what,
real. Look at
Brenda,
the way
just
she's dressing.
no,
Like, you're a fucking mom. You're on TV. Cover your fucking ass. Like, you know what I mean? Do what you want, and when you're not on TV, that your kids are gonna ultimately see this, and your ex-husband. Like, what are
she wasn't
kids
even into
supposed to
her
think? And
ex-husband.
like
Like, who wasn't?
her shorts were like right up her ass. When she went to hug, like you saw her fucking butt cheek hanging out. And like, I mean, I get it. You can wear what you want
And she talked about
nowadays, right?
threesomes before on the
But
show.
like, yeah,
Yeah.
just stuff
Oh,
like that.
yeah.
She's looking to just be more in the spotlight and more like, you know, that I'm popular or I'm this or I'm whatever. And she is beautiful. She has a, you know, a killer body, but like, have a little respect for your children
The only,
because your
you know,
children are still
speaking
young.
of killer bodies, you
Dumb
know what
fuck.
I liked is when Shannon, and Shannon does this all the time, which I have to give her props for, other than the crying, is putting together like little themes. And when they all got together in their little swimsuits and their cover-ups
Yeah, I
and their
like that.
hats, they looked
Yeah,
adorable.
they
I thought
looked
they
great. Yeah,
all
they did
looked
look
adorable.
great. They did.
But yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think this is like, it's just such a funny concept to have these women come in. And I feel like aside from Shannon, I kind of thought Ashley too. But they're just here to like be adored by men. Like,
Yeah.
this is
I think that's what
great
they're
for these
all there
women.
for, right?
This is
If
awesome.
Luann can find somebody to get laid with, like that she's interested in, she'll take it. But I don't think she's looking for a serious relationship.
No.
They're all too much in the eye of everybody
She
now.
doesn't need to be
Like it's
locked down. Like,
she doesn't.
really, she
She's been
doesn't
married.
need,
She's got her
no,
kids.
yeah.
Fucking enjoy your life. Like just enjoy your life. Who
Do
gives
your
a fuck? Like
cabaret.
stop.
Do
Yeah, do
your
your
cabaret. Life is a
cabaret that can't sing
cabaret.
that, right? But yeah, that's what I think.
And for me, Giselle, I've always, because when I haven't watched Potomac in the last two seasons, which
Yeah, I
I'm really
haven't watched the
sad,
last two seasons either, just because
because
whatever.
I really like the characters, and I'm
Yeah, there
actually,
is some good ones in there.
and Giselle for me always stuck out because I'm like, she's just gorgeous,
She
and just
is.
like
She
her
really is. She
eyes,
is.
and she's funny. So
Yes.
there's a lot of things that she says that like
Yeah.
kind of hit me in the
Yeah.
heart, and I really like, as someone that watches these reality shows, I just like her. I
Yeah, no,
automatically,
I get
I'm
it.
drawn to
I
her.
like her too.
Yeah.
So that's why when I saw them, I was like, okay, I like who they picked,
And then when
right?
she says the one-liners, it makes me fucking laugh.
She's got those eyes that just like, oh.
Pop. Now, I know you had some thoughts about Shannon,
Unraveling.
specifically episode two and episode three.
Well, because you can see she's starting to unravel right away. Like she gets, you know, you can see it. It's just, you know, and I'm kind of like her in the sense that if I'm pissed or something, you see it in my face that I'm pissed,
But you're
right?
not like her. Let's just put
I'm
that
not
out
like her. Yeah,
there.
no, I'm not fucking.
Yeah, no.
I'm not like her at all. But so, you know, my face, sometimes I can't. Sometimes, you know, I guess it depends what the situation is. But in general, like if I'm choked or I'm something, you know, you see it in my face, right? Unfortunately, it tells you the fucking story, even if I'm not opening my mouth.
Yeah.
But having said that, I just lost my train of thought. With where was I going with
I
that?
have no
I don't
idea.
know. Fucking getting old is
Well,
killer.
here's my perspective on Shannon. She's totally overwhelmed. I don't think she's good at dating to begin with. And now she's got a pick of guys who are there to date her. Like, there's no getting out of it. Like, they're there to interact with the ladies. But then at the same time, she's got three of her friends who are also dating the same pool of guys. So she's totally overwhelmed because, you know, I see her having some insecurities. Obviously,
Yeah.
I think other people could see that too. And then she wants this attention from the guys, and she's building up these fake relationships in her
Yeah,
head,
she's delusional. She's
specifically
delusional.
that
Yeah.
last episode where
And
she's
that's,
sitting
sorry.
at
Yeah.
dinner. Oh, da-da-da-da. Well, I don't eat vegetables. You should eat your
Yeah, she
vegetables.
wants to
That's
control right away. She wants to jump in and control.
Because in her mind, she's already built him up to be, oh, this poor man, his
Yeah.
heart's broken. My heart's broken too. His wife left him. I
Passed
didn't
away.
leave him. His wife passed away.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And she's building up this scenario in her head, like, oh, this is such a great guy. He's been hurt, and I'm gonna come in and fix him. And oh, like we're gonna have such a great life. You can see, even like as soon as he said that story, her fucking face, she was like, she's
That's what I mean. Like her faith.
in love, because she's building up this fake relationship already. Like you can see
Yeah.
in that moment, she's like building up
Yeah.
like this fake thing in her head. And then as soon as one thing,
It's
fucking
wrong.
vegetables,
Yeah.
really?
Yeah. And that's what I mean. Like her face, like
The
even
walls,
not the
everything just comes
vegetables,
crashing down.
like her face when she picked Ralph, but then he picked the other one, because remember in that when they were
Yeah, she
picking,
was
like her
choked.
face, you could see she was fucking choked, right? Like that's what I meant, like that, you know, my face can say without speaking, right? But in stuff like that, that's where I can pretend and fake like I don't give a fuck. Where, but in other things, like if I'm pissed off or whatever, you guys, or I'm feeling not whatever, you guys can see it on my face that something's
Wear the
different,
hat on
right?
your sleeve.
Yeah. I do. But
So
the problem with Shannon is that what Shannon really needs is to just shut the fuck up. Worry about your business that you're doing. Worry about your kids that are now in university or wherever they are, and take some time for yourself, because you got out of one fucking marriage and you fucking went like all kind of ballistic and everything, like of how everything was. Then you jumped into another relationship and that was like all perfect because you're portraying this bullshit facade, like it was all good. And in the background, you're actually not. And everybody could see it, but she was pretending like it's, you know, whatever, right? So don't be fucking dating right now. Like just get yourself to the point that you're okay with just being on your own. Because if you can just be on your own, then maybe that's a better way of trying to venture out and find somebody who might be right for you to venturing forward together. That's all I'm saying, right? Like,
all I'm saying is that when Shannon was on the show, it's like you do the countdown. It's like, okay, how many minutes before she breaks down? And like she can't, because she always starts like, here I am.
She
Like she's
thinks
very
she's the
up,
bomb.
and she thinks she's in control, and that she's got that she's secure in herself. And then you just see it, like it's just like a wave of everything unraveling, right? Like, and it happens time and time again. And
It's
why
like a
she doesn't
tsunami.
see, yeah, exactly. Why she doesn't see that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
And why
know.
her kids don't fucking bang it into her head like, Mom,
Maybe they do.
stop. Maybe
Maybe
they,
they do behind the
yeah.
scenes.
I don't know.
So you used a word to describe her, which I think fits perfectly.
Delusional?
Delusional. Yes. Because at the end of
She
this
is delusional,
episode,
but she looks good.
she does look
Just
good.
say.
She's a beautiful woman. But at the end of the episode, she goes to the bar, 11:59 hits, and she goes, I thought he was gonna tell me at 11:59, you did it. This is 1 year since your DUI. And it's like, what's
Really?
wrong with you?
Yeah.
Why would you, why is that a concept that you had in your head that he was going to
Because it's all about
figure it
her.
out and then go, and then, I'm sorry, what have you done, Shannon? You still drink.
Yes. And
I'm sorry,
I
you
feel like
do.
she's looking for somebody to, because she portrayed the story of her accident in one particular fucking way, right? That's not the real fucking story. Let's get real.
They
Let's
fought
get
like
real.
fucking
Let's
hell.
get
She
real,
jumped in the
right?
car,
And
almost
she
fucking
fucking, yeah.
killed. Yeah,
Yeah.
like,
So
come
let's get
on.
real about the actual situation. It wasn't just a simple accident, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was something pure fucking stupidity, pure selfishness, pure, I'm gonna show you I'm the fucking, you know, like I'm a reality star. You're nothing. You're with me. You know, whatever, because I can imagine how she said, this is what I'm imagining how she is, right?
In your
So in
opinion.
my opinion, so if you're gonna show and say this about, then you should fucking come clean with all the fucking details of how it led to that You know
fucking
what? I think
ending, people
right?
respect you more for
Be
being
honest. Be
honest
fucking
with it.
straight up with what your
Really.
bullshit
I
is,
get it
right?
because she was going through a whole legal thing with him too. And now there's that disparagement agreement that they have, so she can't talk about him. But I bet you if they didn't have that, if the lawsuit was still going, she'd be like, "Fucking John."
Yeah.
But really, I have to say, people would respect you a lot if you were to come clean and be like, "Yeah, I made this
I was a
mistake," and da da
fucking
da da da.
idiot. I was a
And
fucking
because of
liar.
that, I am no longer
Yeah.
drinking.
I was drinking too much. Even if you don't want to fucking call yourself an alcoholic, I was drinking too much. Everybody was telling me.
Yeah, you
I
don't
didn't
need to
really
call
see
yourself an
it. You don't have to
alcoholic.
call yourself an
Yeah.
alcoholic. But yeah, you know what? I was taking advantage of too much shit. And my, you know, everybody was concerned about it, but I didn't give a fuck because I think I'm in fucking control. That be straight up. Be
Here's the
honest with
thing
who
I don't
about how it
understand.
fucking happened,
Why
right?
not just say, like, I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna try not having any alcohol
Yeah.
for a little bit.
Yeah.
What's the harm in that?
No, I know.
My
But
husband put it really well when she kind of had this mental breakdown there, and he just walked by the TV and he goes, "You know why? You know why she behaves like this?" And I'm like, "Why?" He goes, "'Cause she's damaged goods."
she
And I
is.
thought,
She is.
yeah,
She is.
I hate to say it about a person, but
No, but she
that's
is.
her.
And you see that clearly in her behavior because otherwise you don't behave like that, right? Like, you know, and everybody has their own percentage of damage in their life
For
because
sure.
there's not one fucking person who
Who's
I think, in
perfect?
my opinion,
Yeah.
that's fucking perfect. You know, a lot of people can fucking sing the song and, you know, play that fucking violin like they're all fucking perfect.
Violin,
You
really?
know, like, you know, like the same fucking song over and over again, like how great it all looks. But you'd be surprised at how, you know, like how fucked up they can be. But like, we all have issues, right? I can go from zero to bitch in under fucking 0.2 seconds if you fucking go at me the wrong way. Like, because that's just the way I'll give you the fucking shirt off my back. Same thing. Do you know what I mean? But so it just, you know, like, yeah, I can check myself for
She can't
whatever
check
problems
herself.
I feel or made me think or behave a certain way. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like you can't continue acting that way because of your fucking and holding that up like, well, I've been through this. Fuck, man. There's people who have gone through a lot of shit in their lives. Like when I hear stories about, you know, like horrid things of people that have gone through and then they come up and rise out of this and are doing good in the world. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? And you want to fucking cry boo-hoo? Fuck off. I don't have time for shit like that. Like I, you know, like everybody deals with shit in their
Except
life.
Sundays, for 1 hour. We got time for that. Every Sunday for eight episodes. But you know, all kidding aside,
Yeah.
I get
Do
exactly
you
what
know
you
what I
mean.
mean?
I know exactly what you mean because you
You know,
know,
I can fucking cry a river
yeah, of course.
shit that I've, you know,
Been through or
been through or
whatever.
experienced in my life, right? I'm an older lady now, right? But
You
that
suck it up.
doesn't, you
Sometimes you
suck
have
it
to.
up, you fucking put your big girl pants on and you fucking move forward, right? Like you can't always use the excuse of, oh, well, I was the middle child and I had problems. Fuck off. I am a middle child. I don't think I call bullshit on a lot of shit, right? Like, but I don't know. I just like for some things, like I have zero tolerance, I guess, for some things. Like I've had literally somebody say to me, I'm dealing with a lot. Fuck you, man. I'm dealing with a lot too. Am I fucking crying to you? When you're here, fucking step up and do what you gotta fucking do. Don't cry me, your fucking
You're
bullshit.
scaring
That's
me.
just the way
Something obviously happened at work this
No,
week.
I'm just saying.
Now spice is getting the tail end of it. Who
No.
hurt you? No,
I'm just saying
I get it. It's and you get passionate
example,
about that
right? Like,
because you know
yeah.
why? Because some people they're
Yeah.
privileged. They've got
Yeah.
like you know you should be happy
You
for
know,
what you have. And she's
I
not one
do.
of those
Yeah.
people. She's
I
not.
try to start off good. Don't worry. The bitch is in there. Don't worry. She'll come out when she has to fucking come out. I try to always start on the good one, right? But you push me in the wrong way. I'm not gonna just let you fucking revolve the door
For
around,
sure.
right? I'm gonna push back, right? You know, obviously it depends on the situation, but you know what I mean? For some things, it's just like it's bullshit, right? It's just bullshit. It's just, you know, like life's not fair. And that's just a fact, right? So just move forward and try and do
Well,
as.
especially for something like a DUI, it's like, you know what? It's terrible. It happened. Move on from it. Like, fix, put a band-aid on it, whatever you can do, and then like move on. But like, why? Okay, it's a year later
But
and
why is
somebody
it?
didn't,
I know,
the
but
guy
why is
you're
it?
imagining, he's supposed to say congratulations and you're crying about it.
Exactly. Why is that Earl's responsibility to do that? If you feel
Exactly.
happy that you've moved on from that place, take note of that. Take a mental note and say, you know what? I'm in a better fucking place
But
a
she
year
hasn't
from
moved
now.
on. Let's be real.
I
She
know
hasn't moved
she
on because
hasn't,
she's still drinking. And if she needs to get behind the fucking wheel, she probably will.
but the point is she's expecting all these things from
She
somebody
wants
else,
praises from other people.
but not, but she
Yeah.
doesn't do that herself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it starts from you.
Spice, you made a really good
Yeah.
point there. Yeah, you nailed it. Like, if really she could just say, hey, everybody, it's 11:59. I want everyone to come here. And guess what?
Have a
This was
drink on
1 year ago. I did something really bad and I had to do a lot of work, and I'm really proud of where I am exactly
Let's
1 year
celebrate. All
later.
kidding about the drinking aside, but I'm just saying, yeah, you're right.
Let's
But
celebrate.
did she do a lot of work on I
herself?
know, but like, we're
Well,
just using that in her mind, you
in her
know? Like, that
mind,
would have been
she
more
has.
constructive. That would
Yeah.
have been a more constructive way to
But
handle it
again, like,
rather
why
than
do they
expect.
have to acknowledge you and your
Well, that's
fucking
exactly.
anniversary,
That's what we're
right?
saying.
Why?
That's what we're
Just
saying.
fucking do it
Well,
yourself.
Spice, he's
Be, you know what I mean?
specifically.
It's just
She's
bullshit.
mad at Earl for not doing that, but like, why is he supposed to do? Like, he met you a few days ago.
Yeah, you
Exactly.
fucking
He probably
moron.
already forgot that it's
Exactly.
the 1 year anniversary. I would.
Yeah, weirdo.
Yeah.
Weirdo, weirdo.
But anyways, that's my opinion. Sorry.
Good show.
Yeah, I know that the whole Shannon conversation was burning a hole in all of our minds. We wanted to talk about that. What did you guys think about doing the keys to get rid of some of the guys so quickly, and the choosing? I felt like it was very very quick. I would have liked some more
I think they
time.
needed a little bit more time, but
Right?
then again,
They've got 8 episodes. They
they've
don't have
got
time. They
eight
don't have enough.
episodes. They're gonna just like crack through this, like, but again, like, I don't think anybody's gonna come out of it with a real relationship.
No,
I'll be
but Giselle held
surprised.
on to her key, which I thought was neat. Like,
Yeah,
you don't
that's good
have
on
to,
her.
right?
Yeah.
You know?
She's like, no, I don't need, there's nobody I want to fucking save. Bye-bye. Straight
Yeah.
up. That's okay. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that, right?
For sure. No, I thought
Wow.
if I was in their shoes, it would be way too early for me, or for like asking someone on the date and stuff like that. There are too many options,
Not
and
really.
like,
Not really. I'm
really?
disputing. For me, there's just Ralph.
Yeah, I like
That's it.
Ralph.
Oh,
He's the
yeah.
best one in there.
That's it. I'd be like all the other guys,
Ralph,
like,
if you're listening.
Ralph.
Yeah. Yeah, Ralph, if you're listening, exactly. Because everyone
Can
else,
cook.
yeah.
I can bake. I can dance. I can swear like a trucker. No, I'm joking.
She'll stick up for
I'm not
you.
joking about
She'll
that.
stick up for you. If someone's not doing their job at work, she will come
Yeah.
in. And you know what she'll say? Hit it, not so nice. I don't care what's going on at home. I got shit going on too.
It's just, you know,
You
like.
will never have to worry about another confrontation. She will handle it all for
I don't
you,
know why
Ralph.
people think that I'm like that,
Oh, geez, I wonder
Oh, I
why.
wonder why.
People seem to think, yeah, fight.
Interesting.
She's ready to fight. Fuck, man. That's not me. I remember when I was in New York for the first time and I was waiting for my first time to get on the fucking subway. And I'm waiting with my friend and the doors open. This lady comes fucking, and I swear to God, because I'm one who's very aware of people coming and getting the fuck out of people's way, right? This lady comes off the Scott, whatever it's called, the trans
Subway.
subway, and she's like, "Get the fuck out of my way!" And she's, my friend looks, she's like, "Oh, she wants to fight with you, you." She's looking at you. It's like, this is jalapeno we're talking about. But yeah, it's just, you know, and but I get that all the time. People, I don't know why.
That's just New York.
No, but even people here think that that's all. I
In the
don't know why
workplace?
people think that I'm like,
Ready to fight?
Yeah.
Ready to rock and roll?
Yeah. So if there's somebody who's like, come on, you go, 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 go. He's like, fuck you. What do I look like? Right. But yeah, it's kind of funny, but at the same time, sometimes kind of annoying because, you know, like I'm actually, I think, my opinion, like
Not
inside, a
confrontational
nice, no,
person.
I can be confrontational. Let's get real here. No, but I mean, I think I'm a nice person until you
Cross a line.
push the wrong way, then I could go into bitch mode. Yeah, easily, no problem. But yeah, I don't know. I guess, yeah, but yeah, somebody did say to me, like, I'm dealing with a lot. Fuck you. I'm dealing with a lot too, right? And you step your foot out of your fucking car and you put your foot down to go to work, your fucking head better be in it because that's where you're supposed to be. No time for your fucking bullshit, right? So, and
Yeah.
like, don't cry me your bullshit because I can fucking cry you a bigger bullshit if I want to, right? But having said that,
On that note, happy times.
I'm calm.
There
No.
we go.
Yeah. Maybe that's a bit off topic, but yeah, sorry.
Yeah. All good. All good. Yeah. You hear that, Ralph? Ralph
Ralph will be running the other way.
will be like, what?
What'd you say?
Wait, what were we
Are you
talking
talking to
about
me?
again?
Are you talking to me?
All right, what else do you guys think?
No, I just think it's going to be interesting to see.
To see what
Yeah.
happens the rest of
Yeah.
the season. I want Luann to hook up with someone. I think she's gonna do
Oh,
something juicy.
she's gonna do something with somebody. I
Yeah.
think everybody's eyes are on Ralph, though. Ultimately, I think they all like Ralph.
Well, didn't you say one of the ladies was talking about threesomes in a different
Actually,
episode?
yeah. Yeah. Who
Well,
knows?
four women. What would that be? Fivesome.
A square.
A
No, a
square.
square with the Ralph in the middle.
They're playing pig in the middle. They're going to play Ralph in the middle.
Anything else from the episodes?
Nope, can't wait for the
One,
next
two, and
one.
three?
Yeah. Well, the next one. Oh, the next one's tonight.
Is it? Oh,
Sunday.
yeah.
Sunday nights.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you again real soon. This was Sugar.
This was spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for listening to Our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.